How has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
Wow, that's a good question. I don't think that it really has influenced too much, because I really feel that to get out of this, we are in the hands of the scientists and the hands of science. And it seems like, especially lately in the United States, there is a lot of issues between belief and science, feeling like science is not, it's just one belief system and religion is another belief system. I don't happen to be really buying into this. This is science, and we need vaccinations, we need to have any kind of antivirals or whatever they can help us to actually get rid of this this virus. I don't feel that it's something that is unnatural or something supernatural that happened to us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. There's a question. So is your religious community still gathering currently? Like, how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Wow, that's so interesting, because I grew up with religion. I was Catholic. My parents were slightly Catholic, and so I was baptized and did all these things like confirmation and stuff like that. Went to church, and then somehow, being from Central Europe, where religion has kind of mostly disappeared, I have that same feeling. But the interesting thing is, I have these friends that have been inviting me to their home church. I've never had that. So in the last kind of couple of Sundays, maybe only for about 20 minutes or so, I'm just like part of a home church on the phone. And it's kind of a nice thing. Just people just talk and just talk a little about, yeah, yay, God, whatever. And it's good. And so it's an interesting thing that just, for me, is the first time that I'm kind of participating in some kind of church. And I have to say, something kind of beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So is your religious community supplying or engaged any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? If so, what are those efforts?
But I don't belong. I don't really belong to, or I don't belong to a church. So, or any religion. That doesn't mean that I have a lot of friends that do. And I know that many of the church communities are actually helping out whatever they can, maybe even like sewing mouth masks and stuff like that. It's kind of a nice thing. It's one of the wonderful things about religious organizations in this country, particularly, that people really have the kind of the feeling that they really do have to help others. And there is a lot of people that have to help, that need to help, because they don't really have a very organized government support for social security or healthcare and so on. So there's a lot of people that are in serious need. And I do feel that churches often do organize food banks and do organize things to provide for the poor and for the people that need.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's it?
Yeah.